This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. I'm here with Christine Deschamon, who is a certified hypnotherapist and founder of the Renewed Edge Hypnotherapy Center in Hong Kong. After a career in aeronautical engineering and finance, she foresaw the increased need for solutions-focused wellness, became a certified hypnotherapist, and opened the first hypnotherapy center in Hong Kong. Her experience as a fencing athlete led her to fully grasp the importance and power of mindset, not only for optimal health, but also for performance very early on. Nice to speak to you, Christine.
Hello, Hein. Thank you, Frida. Thank you.
Okay, so that's you. So the first hypnotherapy center in Hong Kong. But why did you make the career switch from aeronautical engineering?
Well, I was actually in finance in between. So I was an engineer and then I did an MBA, went into finance. It led me to actually work in New York and Hong Kong. And at that time, I just discovered hypnosis by chance. Mm. And I discovered something which really interested me. In France, it was used and actually really approved by medical associations, so used by doctors and dentists and approved by medical associations. And the medical profession in France is pretty conventional, pretty traditional, I would say. And I was really, I found that fascinating. And I started reading about the benefits of hypnosis. The fact that it can help you manage pain, for instance, naturally. And when we see, the current epidemic of opioid, we don't talk about it too much because of COVID-19, but it's a huge problem. And in many other things, athletes, sports people use it for their performance, and they've been doing that for actually decades. We were not use the word hypnosis, but they were using hypnotic techniques. That's why I decided to study it, because I'm an engineer. When I don't understand something, I go and study it.
Right.
And I did that.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the fencing, right? In the early days of your fencing, I don't know if you still do it now, but how did it help you with your mindset when it comes to performance? And I guess incorporating some elements of hypnosis, not knowing it then.
Yes, exactly. Not knowing it then. So I was at the equivalent of university there, and I was on the fencing team. And I had to pause for a few weeks. And I love the sport. So what I would do naturally, because I had more time, I would visualize myself practicing, doing, using some strategies and scoring. And fast forward, I go, I go back to joined by the team. And my first game, I went back into it. So physically, I was maybe at 80% because I didn't train. I didn't do any cardio or anything else. But mentally, it was very interesting. I was very clear about what the other person was going to do. And that helped me very much. And, you read about the experience of being in the zone, in the flow, without really knowing what it is. And I experienced it at that time. I was 200% focused on the game. Of course, I could hear and see things around, but it was kind of, not a very important kind of blurry or dimmed down or whatever it is. And then I started actually reading about mental preparation. I could read many books. They would recommend using imagery, visualization. And I realized that I was doing this.
Right.
And when I was starting the training on hypnosis, I realized it was self-hypnosis, because actually every hypnosis is self-hypnosis, is something you create yourself. And I found that very interesting.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about, of course, the work that you do now. Have you seen an increase in number of people needing your services of late, especially out in Hong Kong?
Yes, we've seen an increase. I mean, if you just Google some words such as depression or anxiety, you can see that it was trending up at some point in time. And I think, you know, we all know now with the pandemic that there is an increase in the anxiety level, financial hardship and uncertainty, and many other factors contribute to that.
Mm. Okay. You know, what are the misconceptions that people have about hypnosis?
Oh, there are a lot. And that's something that we, you know, I work on educating people on the benefits of hypnosis. So one of the biggest misconceptions is that you're going to fall asleep and you're going to lose control. It has been spread by Hollywood, by movies, but, you know, we know movies are there to create stories. I mean, Shark is a story, right? So, and there are many others. It's fiction. We all know it. And yet, you know, people have believed those stories about hypnosis. So we cannot make you do anything you don't want to do, for sure. And you don't fall asleep. And, you know, some people come to see me and we do the session. And they tell me at the end, well, you know, I was pretty aware of what, you know, whatever you said. And I'm like, yes, so what? It is not a state where you just blank out and you don't know what happened. That's not the case. You are in this safe state of self-hypnosis. Many times during the day, you don't even realize it.
Okay, so it's like when you're driving the car automatically and you know how to head home. Is that it?
It's exactly it. And, you know, in those cases, you know, you're very safe. You're actually much safer than if you were on the phone talking to someone. You know how to drive. You automatically react much faster. And so, yeah, that's an example, highway hypnosis. When, you know, I mentioned the example of athletes. When they are in the zone, in the flow, they are in that state and they are very much in control. Actually, they are increasing their performance because they are in that state.
Right. You talk about solutions-focused wellness, right? You know, I guess, how does that compare to other approaches to wellness?
Well, that's, you know, there are more studies done into hypnosis. And that's a good thing because we now know it has a lot of benefits. If you go to the American Psychological Association website, I mention them because they do post a lot of things. They recommend the use of hypnosis. I mean, they list it as a valid therapeutic tool, and they even list things that can be helped with hypnosis, such as pain management, anxiety, depression, skin problems, IBS. You know, did you know that IBS? I mean, as far as I know, there are no cure. Pills for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and many others. You know, labor for women who are expecting a child. And these are actually things that are known, have been known for a long, long time. Hypnosis has been approved by this association in 1956 or 57. I don't remember exactly the year. The Medical Association also approved it around that time. And the British Medical Association actually did release a report way before that, stating the benefits of hypnosis. So it is solution-focused. If I think about other, I'd say, tools. I like to refer to a study dating back to the 1970s by Dr. Alfred Barrios, and he compared psychoanalysis, a more traditional type of psychotherapy at the time, and hypnotherapy. And the numbers are very, very telling. So psychoanalysis, at the time, the study mentioned that after 600 sessions, the success rate was about 33%, if my memory is correct. So 2 out of 3 people are still left out. And 600 sessions is a lot of time. And when you think about it, when you study actually psychoanalysis, as part of my curriculum, I studied psychopathologies. And you actually discover that the purpose of psychoanalysis is to analyze. It's not necessary to heal. So that's one thing. Then at the time, Barrios studied psychotherapy. He called that the Wolpin therapy. And he discovered that the success rate was 78%, again, I think, after 22 sessions. So if you consider one session a week, it's about 6 months of therapy, and it will still leave one person out of four not experiencing benefits.
Healing. Right. Okay.
And then hypnosis, very interesting. Hypnotherapy, 6 sessions, 93% success rate.
Hmm.
I think it says it all. And, you know, for when you think about it, surgeons recommending the use of hypnosis for pain management in the operating theater, that means that there is a full potential of hypnosis to actually enter the realm of medicine, to fully leverage the mind-body connection.
Yeah. All right. I'm here with Christine Dushman from the Renewed Edge Hypnotherapy Center in Hong Kong. We'll talk a little bit more about mental wellness right after this, BFM 89.9.
Bluff-free medium, BFM 89.9.
Listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Christine Dushman, who's a certified hypnotherapist and founder of the Renewed Edge Hypnotherapy Center in Hong Kong. And I'm sorry if I said your last name wrongly, Christine.
You did. You're fine.
I just wanted to find out, of course, our discussions on mental wellness, right? You mentioned something earlier on about skin problems. You know, how does that come? So it's something that, I guess it's something that's irritating you and it's coming out on your skin.
Well, you know, I haven't seen any research on you know, the potential cause. I've seen actually studies actually talking about the benefits of hypnosis on skin problems. But, you know, when you, again, mind-body connection, we don't fully understand how some disease come to play. I mean, IBS, for instance, there's no pill. Mm. Now we understand that the guts are connected to the nervous system. We even talk about second brain, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're just discovering this because remember, why do we have all those misconceptions about hypnosis? You know, some people were also saying, oh, it's placebo. It's not placebo. Mm. Test and research has been conducted. But we, thanks to the fMRI, we are able now to study the brain. So the fMRI actually follows the flow of oxygen. Mm. And so it tells you which parts are actually more active. Right. So we are only able to understand and analyze the brain. It's happened, you know, recently. Right. So thanks to this imagery tool, I really, really, I will bet that we're going to actually find out more.
Now, are Asians open to seeking help when it comes to mental wellness? It's always a matter of face if you've lived in Hong Kong enough or lived in Asia long enough.
Yes. Yes, there is a big stigma.
Yeah.
It's a huge stigma.
Yeah. So it hasn't changed, you don't think?
Well, I think it's changing. Mm. I would say, and maybe thanks to the COVID-19, people are more willing to talk about wellness in the workplace. And I think it's going to help spur conversations around mental wellness. I mean, for instance, if you look at the stats in Hong Kong, it's not a new problem. Mm. It's been there for a while. It even touches children who are under stress. So I think things are changing. And I think it's a good thing.
Right. You know, the other thing that's also a big deal in this part of the world is filial piety, right? Taking care of the parents. And this adds pressure to the individual,
yes.
Right? Now, how do you address these things?
Oh, it's actually a big concern because it falls onto the shoulders of the mother, you know, in families. She has to take care of the children, but also the elderly. It's a big, big, big question. I haven't had any people come to SAD, particularly, but I had people come for anxiety symptoms when they had too much pressure in terms of, you know, making sure that the education of their children is the right one. Mm. So I would say that it's all about reframing things.
Mm.
And when you think about stress is created by perception.
Right.
The perception that you're facing a danger that could be linked to shame or feeling maybe being afraid of potentially being rejected by the group, by, you know, being labeled a wrong, you know, a bad daughter, a bad mother. I talk about that because I think it's mostly on women's side. I haven't seen that on men,
right.
But maybe it's also the case. So reframing things is very important because when you reframe things, then it helps you change the filter through which you see situations. Mm. And therefore, the stressor ceases to be a stressor.
Right. Now, you recently launched an app called Up Now, right? And what's this app all about?
Well, we need to do more in terms of making mental health tools, wellness tools, accessible to everyone in order to fight a stigma and have people be able to get the help they need. They need to have access to those tools. And, you know, being in Hong Kong, real estate is not cheap. And so there are so many people I wanted to be able to help, but I couldn't because I still have a, you know, cost to cover. And so I thought about this app, which helps you in the comfort of your home, helps you access very relaxing audios. These are treatments, by the way. Mm. There are a lot of them, more than 80 now. We were still adding a few more, so we'll get to like more than 100 very quickly. Mm. And so from the comfort of your home, anytime, you can listen to them. So there's no excuse about not having the time. It takes you less than half an hour. Mm. There's no excuse about not having the means to do that. Mm. And I'm really happy. We launched it a few months ago. We've got a good following so far, and we need to do much more.
Right. And this is a subscription model?
It's a subscription model. Mm. There are, at the moment, because of COVID-19, we offered 10 audios for free, including an audio about sleep or and stress as well. Mm. The rest is subscription-based, a monthly or yearly subscription.
Right. Do you see yourself opening a renewed Edge Hypnotherapy Center outside Hong Kong, though? Or, you know, I guess the best way for you to extend your services would be through an app.
Well, in the short term, I think the app would be very useful. Mm. Of course, we are looking at other ways to expand. Mm. We, you know, we are just at the beginning of a wonderful trend in terms of wellness tools. I think the next 10, 20 years are going to see a real increase in the offering of solution-focused therapies. Mm-hmm. We're going to see an explosion of solution-focused therapies, and hypnotherapy is one of them.
Right.
So I would love to be able to offer that to people in Malaysia as well.
Right. And I guess, you know, like you have an app, but it doesn't remove the importance of, you know, seeing someone, a coach face-to-face or a hypnotherapist face-to-face. Both has its benefits?
Yes, both have their benefits. Mm. With the app, you can help a lot of things and a lot of people. Mm. And of course, for the few cases where you need to see this person face-to-face, then, you know, you can find very qualified people for that. But, you know, I think about like the first aid. Mm. Most people wait until it's too late. Mm. You know, when you think about stress, there is theory about the continuum, stress, anxiety, depression. So stressed, left attendant for too long can lead to anxiety, mm. which can then lead to depression. So if you can help, get some help very quickly, when you are at the early stages, then you are going to be staying in the safe zone.
Right. Okay. Now, I guess generally, how can people stay mentally fit?
Mentally fit. Yeah. So make it part of your routine. Mm. It is not a luxury. Right. It is not an afterthought. And for that, I would say, whenever you feel stressed, take it seriously and find ways to let go of the stress. Mm. Number one, start with self-questioning. The reframing tool I've mentioned before, very important, because you might notice that you are actually getting stressed for, you know, things that do not deserve stress.
Right.
Number one. Number two, find a routine that works for you. We talk a lot about news. Decide to watch the news at predetermined time. Mm. And instead of staying glued to your phone or social media, it applies also to social media. Stay away from those things early in the morning and late in the evening. Late in the evening, it's a time where you have to think about getting into your routine, your sleep routine, mm. to get the best sleep possible. Right. Third pillar, pay attention to what you eat, because it has an influence on your body, and your body has an influence on your mental health.
Right.
Mind-body connection works two ways, both ways. And fourth, finally, get fresh air. Exercise. When you exercise, you change your physiology. Mm. You help the body repair itself. So Just do it. It has a lot of benefits.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your journey and also this new app. I've been speaking to Christine Drescherman, who is from the Renewed Edge Hypnotherapy Center. This is Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.